The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of Munchkin Land is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. For literally pennies a day, you can support what we do, creating new content for you, and in return, you get some bonus content, too. Point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. Welcome to Munchkin Land, a podcast that celebrates tabletop games, a lot of card playing games, and this week we are playing another card game, Flux, and this one is regular show Flux. I think this is one of the newer sets that has come out. This is based on the Cartoon Network show regular show, or the Cartoon Network show regular show. Yeah, that's right.
I see. Yep. Would have to be at least moderately recent since the regular show's not that old.
I think this came out at the end of 2014, if I remember correctly. But it is from Looney Labs. Who here has played Flux before? I think we all have, right?
If I have, it's been a long time.
It's pretty simple. Here are the basic rules. Shuffle the cards, which I already did earlier, and deal three cards to each player, and then you follow the directions. Draw one, play one. That is the basic rule. So I will let Rob... Oh, you don't trust me. I see how you are, Rob.
Not after the last game.
Yeah, the last game we did draw 15 warriors in a row.
And three wizards.
Rodrigo sat there and watched me shuffle poorly for an hour. If you haven't played Flux, and I'll say this as we're dealing out the cards, if you have never played Flux before and you do have one of those Apple devices, there is an iPhone, iPad version of Flux that you can play. It's just the generic vanilla flavor, but it does give you a very good idea of how you play the game. You have some goals. You try to hit those goals. You can change the rules. You can do actions. You can do all sorts of stuff. What did I do with the rules? There they are. To play a goal, place it face up in the center of the table, discarding the previous goal. If any of the game begins when no goals in play, so no one will win until one is played. The goal applies to everyone. As soon as someone meets these conditions, they win. And then you have keepers. To play a keeper, take it out of your hand and place it on the table in front of you face up. Most goals require you to have a particular pair of keepers, so playing a keeper is always a good thing. Actions are used once and discarded. Just do whatever the card says, then place it on the discard pile. That's about it. Who wants to go first? Who won? Rob?
Rob won.
Yep.
Okay. We will let you go first, Rob.
Oh, okay. That's even better. So it's draw one, then play one?
Yep. Draw one, play one.
That's interesting. I'm going to play new rule, play four.
Wow, so you have to immediately play four.
Yep. And then I'll play a goal. That's what friends do, which is required to Excellent Hat and Mordecai.
Okay.
Then I will play Do Me a Solid on Brad. Give this card to another player. They must keep this displayed until the next time they draw a keeper, which they must immediately give to you, then discard this, and the keeper you gained is added to your hand.
Wow, not so complicated at all.
The next time I draw a keeper, which I immediately give to you, then discard this, and the keeper you gained is added to your hand. Jeez, okay. All right, now, can we have multiple goals, or the goals replace
themselves? There's only one goal, but you're replacing them,
right. Got it.
Then I'm going to play Rock, Paper, Scissors on Steven, a Rock, Paper, Scissors Showdown.
Okay. All right, challenge another player to a three-round Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament. Winner takes the loser's entire hand of cards. All right, ready?
Hang on. Is it going to be 1-2 shoot or 1-2-3 shoot?
1-2 shoot.
Okay.
Ready? 1-2 shoot. 1-2 shoot.
All right, paper covers rock. One for Steven.
That's one for Steven. 1-2. Scissors
for
cuts.
Steven.
Oh, well.
So what happens?
He Nothing. Takes my entire hand of cards.
What a Rob thing to
do.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I just learned the right way to win at Rock, Paper, Scissors, so I'm glad that I was able to apply that. And actually, Nate, if you're keeping track at home, please mark down that Steven did win a Rock, Paper, Scissors against Rob.
Good old rock. Nothing beats that.
Nothing beats rock.
Should have run with the avalanche.
I've been doing that so
long. No one expects the avalanche.
There's rock, paper, scissors, Spock,
yep, lizard, monkey.
Rock, paper, scissors, lizard, yeah. Spock.
All right.
All right. Anyway, so I
so you have draw to draw one, and then you have to play four.
Play four. I refuse. I'm going to draw one, play two. New rule, play two. Okay. That's one. I will also... Oh, I did
play
not...
Play four is discarded.
And,
what's okay, that?
Play, oh, play four is discarded.
Also, I did not draw this keeper. It was in my oh. hand already. So, the power. If you have this on the table, once during your turn, you can steal a card chosen randomly from another player's hand and add that card to your own hand. Rodrigo, I would like to steal a card randomly from you. I will take that card. Do you want to look at it?
Nope, I know which one it was. Okay.
All right, and I am done.
I'm disappointed by the play two.
All right, so draw one, play two?
Yep.
All right.
Now you have no cards, Rob.
That was the plan.
I will play a keeper, right? And this guy just hangs out with me, yep. right? Mm-hmm.
You get to keep it.
And
it's a keeper. And what is your keeper?
It's Benson.
Okay.
So he's the gumball okay. machine. He's not Gumball. Gumball's from a different cartoon. Yeah. Oh, wait, I said Nickelodeon. Crap, I don't know.
Gumball's The Adventures of Gumball Cartoon Network.
Okay. And then I am going to play, because I need to play two cards, yep. right? I'm going to play a new goal.
Whoop.
Drive through time machine. The Whoop. Card plus the time machine.
Doesn't his keeper count as playing a card?
That does. Okay. That's one. All right. Yeah, this one
so
is two.
Is my second
okay,
card.
Okay, okay. Got it. Got it.
And I'm done, right?
Yep. All right. For me, it's going to be draw one and play two. So the first thing that I'm going to do is, how do I want to do this? Play two. Let's do jackpot. Draw three extra cards. One, two, three. And then I guess I'm just going to reset the rules with this action card. So we're back to draw one, play one.
All right. My turn?
Yep.
I got the park. Go.
I will draw one.
Is it a keeper?
No. I will play one. It is a new rule, draw two.
Okay. So you have to draw another one.
Oh, that's right. As I've only drawn one. All right. And I have played one, so it is your turn, Rodrigo.
All right. Draw two.
Mm-hmm.
One. Two. Okay. I'm going to play one, right? I'm going to play Cartoon Talk. New rule. If you speak with a cartoon character's voice during your turn, draw one extra card. Draw two extra cards if you've been continuing to use your funny voice since your previous turn. Where does this go?
It'll go above, basically.
So does it replace that?
Nope. It does not, because it's additional.
Nope, it's an addition to.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So does that apply to me?
Yeah, yes. Sure.
You can talk like a cartoon and draw an extra card.
Okay. You guys ever watch Chowder?
Yes.
Yeah, sort of.
You remember Schnitzel? It's awesome. So I'm just going to say that. Rattle.
I even made it through a full episode of Chowder the other night without throwing up.
Wow, good job.
So you may draw one extra card.
Yay. I mean, rattle.
Just the sheer number of voices I recognized in that cartoon.
All right. Done?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I will draw two cards. One, two, and draw an extra card. Oh, I'm sorry, draw two extra cards. Oh, no, draw one extra card. One extra card.
So I stepped away from the table for a minute, and clearly I missed something important.
That's right.
Oh,
cartoon talk. Oh, horrible.
Well, this is going to make everybody kind of interesting. Let's see, I'm going to play one, right? How about... New rule. Hand limit 4. Everyone must discard their cards immediately to get down to 4. And I'm going to discard the park manager, which is the park and Benson. Party Benson, which is Benson and Soda. Halloween costume, Thomas and Pizza. And I'm down to 4. And my turn is over.
Isn't going to get old at all.
Play one.
He's opting not to do the cartoon voice.
We can only play one anyways.
Yep.
Wow. And your hand limit is 4.
Oh, did everybody else discard down to 4 too? Everybody has to discard down to 4. Okay.
You were the only one who'd drawn. Okay.
I'm at 4.
I'll play Rigby. Go.
All right. I'm going to use a cartoon voice because I'm a dork and I don't mind. Oh, it's a keeper. Oh, it's a bed. It's Margaret. There you go. All right. Giving Rob the keeper. Now I get
it
to draw.
Goes to my hand.
2 more, right?
Yep.
All right. And I'm not using a cartoon voice anymore, and I've just got a pile of goals. I'm going to discard the goal Mordecai's Crush, which is Mordecai and Margaret. And then I'm going to discard...
Actually...
What?
Yep.
During your turn, this rule does not apply to you. Discard at the end of your turn.
Well, it's the end of my turn.
You haven't played...
You played... Oh, yeah.
So I've got to play something?
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. I'll play this goal. They think you're their mother. It's a bunch of baby ducks and a Rigby is the current goal.
Yep. There you go. Rob is one away.
There you go.
And now you can discard down to 4. Which you're probably
already,
at.
No, I'm there at 4.
Yes. If you continue to use your voice, you get to draw 2 extra cards.
Rattle, rattle.
Oh, he just didn't say anything the whole time.
Well, he's doing, yes, exactly.
Wow.
Which, for me, because I've changed my voice.
Right.
Yeah. I don't get to take part of that.
Well, some things aren't worth it.
Well, I guess draw like 4 cards out of it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what this is.
That is a curse.
That's a creeper.
Yeah.
Creeper, if they work like they did in
they do.
Cthulhu, as soon as you draw a creeper, it immediately hits your board and you draw another card to replace it.
Oh, okay.
Because it doesn't count as your play. And I don't think you can win the game with the creeper in play.
Unlike keepers, which are things you want because they help you win, creepers are undesirable cards which often prevent you from winning. Creepers are kept on the table in front of you in the same area as your keepers. Whereas keepers stay in your hand until you decide to play them, creepers are played automatically. As soon as you draw a creeper, you must place it face up in front of you and draw another card. This does not count as a play. You might have to accept more than one creeper at once as you draw cards until you've drawn the required number of non-creepers and added them to your hand. Note this is true any time you draw a card, such as during an action.
All right, I'm going to play... So I get to play a card, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play a new goal, Ghostly and Immortal, which is High Five Ghost plus Skips. 1, 2, 3, 4. Discard down to 4, right?
Yep. Hand limit 4, yep.
So I should be fine.
All right. I'm going to use my other cartoon voice. It sounds like this. I'm going to draw 2. And then I'm going to draw 1 more. And can I play multiple keepers or just 1? Only
play one.
That's right. Except there's a new rule now. Play 3. Places any other rule. So... Keeper, keeper. And future self says what? Is the new goal. That would be Time Machine, Mordecai, or Rigby. I'm done.
Is it too late to opt out of this podcast?
No. Not until someone changes that rule.
I'm going to draw me some extra cards this time. 1 and a 2.
That's right. That's right. No one's too proud.
And I'm going to draw me 2 and use them. Set your hand aside. Draw 2 cards.
Play them in any order you choose. Then pick up your hand and continue with your turn. Pizza. A job and a place to live. The park and the house. This card, no cards played because of it, are counted as a single play.
So now you still have to play two, right?
Still have two more to play. Except I'm going to play all.
Wow. All right.
Margaret, another new rule, the time doorway. Free action. Once during your turn, if any player has a time machine on the table, you can draw a card and immediately play it. And skips. Once played, this card can never be discarded.
Wow.
You're up, Doc.
Okay. Holy cow. All right. I gotta draw two. And then my cartoon talk gives me one more. And I gotta play them all.
You gotta play them all.
All right. No, I'm not gonna do that anymore. All right.
Come on. So much fun.
No. Oh, I've got so many cards. Now I've got to read all these darn things. Hang on.
Yeah, because playing them in a specific order can be to your advantage.
Yeah, because I've got to play them all. Yep. All right, let's...
Mason is actually really good at this game.
Oh, okay. All right, let's simplify. Discard your choice of up to half, rounded up, of the new rule cards in play. I will discard... I'm not going to discard the cartoon talk. I'm going to discard hand limit 4 and play all.
Aw, but play all is so much fun. And your turn's done.
And that's it. I'm done. All right.
But play all.
No. No, sir.
Man, how do we get rid of cartoon talk?
He just had the best opportunity to get rid of cartoon talk.
What's wrong with cartoon talk?
See, I think you're...
Rob's jockeying for two extra cards on
this. He is. He wants
Rob's,
that.
Rob's totally going to get the two extra cards. Why wouldn't Rob get the two extra cards?
Here's my thing. The voice Rob is using is not a cartoon voice, but clearly a podcast D&D NPC voice. So I don't think it counts, frankly. That's what I'm suggesting.
I'm sure we can...
But that NPC that you've talked about has been animated.
That's true.
Damn.
He's got you on a technicality. Anyway, I'm going to draw some cards.
How annoying.
One. All
right. I'm sure that's what our listeners
two.
Are thinking.
And we've got to play one.
That's what it says.
And only one.
Okay. And I'm not discarding down anymore, right?
Correct.
All right. I'm going to play a keeper. High five, ghost. And that's it.
All right. Well, now I'm going to draw two cards. One, two, and then a funny voice. One for three. All right. Let me see here. Let's see.
Oh, crud.
My play one. Yeah, my play one is going to be soda. I've got a soda. And I'm done.
All right. Rob's turn again.
It is Rob's turn again.
Rob gets four cards.
Yes, it is.
A one. A two. A three.
Five.
And a
seven.
Four. Just say your gooses. Thought there was something more going on there.
Nope.
Alas.
I just can't win.
Do it. No, I don't want to do that. Trash a new rule. Select one of the new rule cards and play and place it in this card pile.
It could be the last time
you...
I'm
going to draw two.
Oh, wow. All right.
I'm like everybody talk like a bunch of weirdos. I did screw everybody over.
Well, maybe not.
All right, is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Okay, now I'm going to... Oh, Jesus, so stupid. All right, I'm going to draw one and then draw a cartoon voice one. And what is it? It's like play some...
Play one. Play one, yeah.
Alright. I'm going to use the power of the power, and I'm going to steal a card randomly from Rob. Yoink.
Hopefully it was a good one.
And I'm going to play...
Probably not the card you stole from me.
No. I am going to play the Keeper, the House.
Now this gets interesting because both of those goal cards are now, or keeper cards are out on the table.
Your turn, Rodrigo.
Okay. Draw one. And play one. New rule. Get on with it. Before your final play, if you are not empty-handed, you may discard your entire hand and draw three cards. Your turn then ends immediately.
You may. Right? Yes. All right.
So that won't apply to me, right? Because that was my final play.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay. Then I'm done.
All right. Well, let's see. I'm going to draw one. I'm going to draw a cartoon one.
You get to draw two cartoon ones.
Two cartoon ones, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Commitment has its rewards.
Yes,
I did really enjoy that Sling Blade cartoon.
What are you talking about? This is my Sam Elliott cartoon voice.
Sam Elliott cartoon voice. Yes, the animated adventures of Sam Elliott.
Yosemite Sam Elliott. Yeah. Ha!
All right. Well, for my one play. Random tax. Take a card at random from the hand of other player of each other player and add these cards to your own hand. Wink. Wink. And a yoink. I think he forced that one on me. Done.
Okay, my turn. I'm going to draw three because normal draw. Cartoon draw one. Bonus cartoon draw. I'm going to play steal something. Take a choice of any creeper or creeper. Keep.
Look at it. I don't need to do it anymore. Take a choice of any keeper or creeper from in front of another player and put it in front
over.
Of you.
Wow. He won. Congratulations, Rob. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Wow.
Excellent.
Because I couldn't say keeper and creeper in that cartoon voice.
One, two, three, four, five goals I had. Six goals I had.
Four goals and three.
And another one.
Man.
New rules.
None of my goals helped me, though, except for I had girls or ladies' night. Any two, Margaret, Ellen, or Starla. And that was...
Margaret.
Yep. But then...
And Eileen.
Ellen. Eileen,
yeah, but I didn't have... I would have had to figure out a way to steal that from you.
Yep.
And that is the way to do it, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. There is Cartoon Network's regular show, Flux. I think I've only watched the show maybe three or four times.
Yeah.
So I don't know all the characters. I didn't even know that there were girl versions of the main characters.
It's their girlfriends.
Oh, is it? Okay. So let me guess. Is Eileen Rocco the Raccoon's girlfriend?
Rigby. Mordecai?
Rigby's?
Rigby.
Mordecai's the Blue Jay, yeah. What do you think, Brad? You've played Flux before,
I've
right?
I've played Flux before. Yeah, Flux amuses me. I didn't get any of the jokes from the regular show, even though I've... You know, have kids and have watched it a few times, but I still didn't.
I think it's fun. Like I said, my oldest boy, Mason, he really sits there and he studies all those cards in his hand and he knows what order that things need to go to be in his favor. So he'd be like, oh, okay, I've got one that says play two. So now I have to play another card. Oh, this one says I can play three. And then he's like, oh, this one says I get to do this. And it's like, wow, you really thought ahead on that. And that's, I think that's one of the nice things about Flux is this. And we've got several versions of it. We've got regular Flux, Cthulhu Flux, Monty Python Flux, and regular show Flux. And I think I saw today another Flux version that was out there. I didn't grab it because I thought I already had
it. There's like a dozen different versions of Flux.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them out
Murder,
there.
Murder, She Wrote Flux.
Murder, She Wrote Flux. Rockford Files Flux. That would actually be pretty cool. Get on that, Looney Labs.
The Mythical Illuminati Flux.
Is there one of those? Let's see what else they have.
I think
They do have a Star Flux, a Pirate Flux. Oh, Zombie Flux is the other one. Oz Flux is the new one that I saw, but I guess that one's been out for a while.
Yeah, that one's been out for ages.
Monty Python Flux. Flux the Board Game.
That one I keep looking at and being like,
Is it? Have you played it?
Not yet. But every time I see it, it's just cheap enough for me to like thoroughly consider it, but not quite cheap enough for me to be like, all right,
to pull the plug on that one. Cool. Well, everybody, I hope that gave you a taste of Flux. It is a short episode, but that's how this game goes. It does say right here on the box, what does it say? 2 to 6 players, ages 8 to adult, 10 to 40 minutes. So this is a fast game.
How long did that take us?
This took us exactly 27 minutes, minus the chit-chat, so about a 20-minute game.
So you feel like we're ripping off the listeners.
Well, hey, at least they get a nice taste of this.
All right.
Now, just listen to this and the last episode together.
Yeah.
And then that will be like 2 normal-sized shows.
There you go.
Almost 2.5.
Almost 2.5 normal-sized shows. All right, everybody, thank you so much for downloading and listening. We will be back with more Munchkin very soon. And remember, until then, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.